Track 5. Now we have talk of the county. Rowan Mantell says it's time to celebrate 25 years of the Nimmo twins riffing on local headlines, ribbing local councillors and riling the unfortunates of Suffolk.
The Nimmo twins celebrate their 25th anniversary this month. Sometimes it's hard to believe they weren't invented right at the beginning of Norfolk, along with the Haysborough hand axe, uncompromisingly awkward pronunciations like Wyndham and Haysborough, and deep pity for anyone from Ipswich, London or anywhere else in the sad land of not Norfolk, south of Thetford and west of Welney. You don't have to know Norfolk to find them hilarious. But it helps. There are characters named for villages. Plummy Posh, Beeston Regis. Academic, Professor Newton Flotman. Whole hilarious sketches and songs are stories told in a stream of Norfolk place names. And the 25th anniversary show is Halt! Who Goes There? Well, I'll be going. I adore the Nimmos. The twins, who are neither twins nor called Nimmo, are Carl Minns and Owen Evans. Carl's the writer, Owen an actor, and both are brilliant comic performers. I've often wondered why, despite some forays into national fame, the Nimmos remain little known outside their beloved Norfolk. Carl has also written for some of our funniest nationally known comedians and television sketch shows, but the sheer brilliance of his Nimmo scripts and the combination of cerebral and physical theatre that results from the collision of whip-sharp lines and the tick-ridden, grimacing, gurning duo is wittier, funnier, cleverer than almost anything else I've seen. Halt! Who Goes There? Is their first new show for 6 years. Of course, it's unlikely and frankly would be totally unacceptable if it really is completely new. While the Nimmos are reliably uproarious enough for Here's Something from Our New Album to be a joy, their devoted audiences always want the old favourites too. The riffing on local newspaper headlines, the ribbing of local councillors, the riling of unfortunates from Suffolk. The humour is both hyper-local and universal. One moment breathlessly funny, the next almost unbearably sad. They don't shy away from tragedy, whether it's tragic comic Norwich City as a Premier League club or the proper tragedy of rural Norfolk's dispossessed young men. Carl himself has written and starred in a one-man show exposing the tragedies of his own childhood and the mental health legacy he's carried into adulthood. And even as he was telling that sad tale, he couldn't help making us laugh too. This new show promises more of their roller coaster of the ridiculous and the sublime. I'm not naturally a sweary person, but they're living proof that swearing is both funny and clever. In fact, pretty much everything they do is both funny and clever. After 25 years, they can get a laugh just by shambling on as councillors Vern Gurney and Ken Steggles, or most rapturously, Carl in blonde wig and tart, tight clothes as Shego. But those laughs have been won by years of burnishing shot songs and sketches for many high-energy performances. I can't remember if Shego ever had a first name. Instead, is named for her conversational style, the breathless recounting of who said what to who. Shego, he-go, she-go. Over the years, we've seen her mature from stroppy, cossy schoolgirl to teen mum of Destiny Aguilera to a bit of a feminist icon. I can't wait for her next instalment and hopefully a reprise of the wonderful Newmarket Road Blues. Norfolk Magazine even gets a mention.